is a stand-up and talk for my right. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Welcome to Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro of the law firm of Figaro & Associates for legal consultation on issues such as immigration, personal injury, bankruptcy, divorce, family law, estate planning, wills and probate, deed transfers, civil rights, criminal defense, workers' compensation, and taxes, both individual and business. Call us at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We got the answers.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
And one of the issues we're going to be discussing right now is immigration fraud with the Honorable Alvin Bragg, the District Attorney from Manhattan. Welcome, sir. It is such an honor and privilege to have you here with us.
The honor is all mine. Thank you so much for having me.
Let's talk about immigration fraud. We know that the Trump administration has demonized immigrants. We see the cruelty of Texas Governor Abbott busing immigrants to New York and other states. And immigrants are desperate for legalization, trying to feed their families and survive. As a result, immigrants are preyed on by criminals who steal from them through various schemes. And I know that recently you announced the sentencing of a New York-based immigration attorney who, you know, was practicing law without a license, and he had this 10-year green card scam. Can you talk about that?
Sure. You know, he was sentenced to 1 to 3 years incarceration. He got about $145,000 in fees out of this scam. I even hesitate to call them fees. He got $145,000 that he took. And to me, you know, these types of crimes where someone is preying on other people who are, you know, seeking help, seeking to navigate our often complicated immigration system where you have another governor who is busing people here. So it's the backdrop of that kind of conduct, the way we dehumanize. It's that kind of conduct that sets the backdrop for people to step in and exploit, right? Someone who can then go to and say they know someone is struggling for answers, and they know someone is struggling to wants to, you know, for example, get a green card, and they exploit that. And so this was a recent example of a case that we did in the DA's office in Manhattan. For me, you mentioned the Trump administration, you know, traces back to when I was before this job. I was at the New York State Attorney General's office as a chief deputy, and we did a number of cases, labor cases and immigration cases. And the Trump administration, that environment, you know, created opportunities for people who wanted to do fraud. It made people, gave them a sense of they needed answers. They needed, felt protection. And so this is the sort of latest example in my career of doing it. It's something that we're invested in doing more of in the Manhattan District Attorney's Office.
Okay. So speaking about investing, how exactly does your office protect immigrants from fraud?
So, you know, in a number of ways, I think doing a case like the one we were just talking about and talking about it here with you, we need people to know about it in a couple of ways. We need people who are thinking about engaging in that kind of fraud to know that we will hold them accountable and that there are penalties for that kind of conduct. And then we also need people who may be listening now and may say, oh, you know, something like that happened to me. You know, I had a odd feeling that wasn't right. To call us, to reach out. We have a unit that is focused on these issues. I'll give you the hotline number if that's okay.
Yes, I was going to ask you for that later.
You want me to do it now?
Sure.
Okay. It's 212 335-3600. And so we are available to the public, follow up, investigate. That's our sort of primary way. We also do outreach, and we go and meet with community groups. Because, again, the same thing as I mentioned with guns, we're going to hold people accountable who engage in conduct, but we really want to prevent it. So we will go out to groups and make presentations about, kind of indicators of fraud so that hopefully we can stop it before it happens.
And based on your experience, what are some of the red flags that immigrants, should be aware of?
Well, as a general matter in the fraud space, I would say if something seems too good to be true, it probably is. This isn't necessarily legal advice. Maybe it's life advice. Trust your gut. And if you've got a question, that's what we're here for. I've got the hotline. And what's the worst thing that could happen if, your gut was wrong? You would have, in the old days, I guess we would have said you'd have wasted a quarter. That's what we're here for, to help folks navigate. So I'd say trust their gut. If something doesn't seem right, if someone's asking for money up front and they haven't performed a service, there are registration databases. So in this latest example, the person was not registered to practice law. The New York State court system has a database. You can punch someone's name in. You can see if they're admitted. So those are those kind of things. And we can help people walk through that if they want to call the hotline.
And they should have no fear of their immigration status to come to your office.
1,000% correct. We're not going to ask about that. We are here to serve all New Yorkers.
Okay.
All New Yorkers.
And can you please repeat that hotline number?
Sure. I'm going to repeat that. I'm glad you're giving me an opportunity to. I hope someone is listening will call. 212-335-3600.
Thank you so much. It was
Thank
an
you.
Honor and a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you. The honor was all mine. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions, we've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.